The mining in Durban has been underway in Cape Town this week. It's drawing to a close today. The focus has been on ESG. That's the big buzzword. Teto Makhlekwana, EWN reporter, has been watching that one for us. So Teto, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. What do you make of this renewed focus on ESG, the speed and enthusiasm of the just transition focus? And did anything new come out of the gathering this year?
Good afternoon, Andy. You know, the ideal situation would be for us to gather at this Indaba, especially one that comes after a 2-year break due to the COVID-19 pandemic, that we get new messaging, we get, you know, a different language from not only industry, but government as well. Unfortunately, that has not been the case. ESG is not a new subject. This is something that companies have been talking about for over a decade, saying that they are now focused not only on profit as shareholders, put pressure on them as we see the rise of also shareholder activism, where you get activists to basically say, we're no longer just concerned about money. We're also concerned about the environment where we operate and the people who we affect with our operations. And the mining companies have basically just come back, repackaged that message and said, we are committed. This is what we plan to do. And with climate change pressures, of course, also now in the spotlight, saying, we realize that we cannot continue to function this way. But activists who are here, Mandy, then say to their faces that you are being hypocritical, because as we speak today, we have that spillage, the acid water spillage that occurred in Mpumalanga, Mandy, which has killed a lot of life in the surrounding dams. And they're basically saying to them, if you were really concerned about the environment, about people, such incidents would be a thing of the past. And we also reflect on fatalities in the mining industry where workers are killed in their line of duty. Does that reflect an industry that has reformed and is now pursuing green energy and pursuing a moral obligation on its people? I think the evidence would speak for itself.
Teto, thank you very much for reflecting on the mining in Durba for us and wrapping that all up for us. Teto Makhlekwana, EWN reporter at the mining in Durba, that's been underway this week.